FSCJ nursing professors Joan Boyd, Caroline Keister, and Dana Morris are walking single file into the school's medical learning lab.
So here we are.
Oh, wow.
So as you can see, it's ward style, which isn't realistic to what a current hospital is.
It's a long room with a few hospital beds on each side, reminiscent of a 1950s tuberculosis ward. Even with the lights turned on, the open-mouth mannequins attached to medical monitors are more than a little creepy. The practice patients resemble humans, but just enough to send shivers down an unfamiliar reporter's spine. They don't really feel like real people, but Professor Boyd says that'll change soon.
The newest mannequin in this room is 5 years old, and how much is your computer advanced in 5 years?
Lawmakers recently approved $2 million for the public college to build a new medical simulation center with more realistic practice patients. Boyd says their pupils can dilate, they can go into cardiac arrest, and they can even cry out in pain, all while responding in real time to the successes or mistakes of students.
If the medication is given to it, the blood pressure on the mannequin or the heart rate or respiratory rate will adjust just like it would if the patient got the medicine. So it allows us to set our students up in a way that they treat a patient with a problem before they see a real person with that problem.
With the new center, FSCJ will be able to accommodate up to 1,200 healthcare students. There is currently no estimated timeline for the simulation center's completion. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.